This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent vs. Andrew J. Sales, Jr., Appellant, decided September 22, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. In Division State of Missouri, Respondent, No. SD38593 Vi. Filed September 22, 2025, Andrew J. Sales, Jr., Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Scott County. Honorable Scott A. Lipke, Judge affirmed Andrew J. Sales, Jr., a prior and persistent felony drug offender, rejected a plea offer that would have guaranteed no more than a four-year sentence, nearly half of which he had already served awaiting trial. Instead, he chose to proceed to jury trial on serious drug charges without the assistance of counsel. The jury found him guilty of all charges, and the trial court sentenced him to consecutive terms of incarceration totaling 52 years, plus a fine of $1,000. On appeal, Sales claims a search warrant was not supported by probable cause, the evidence was insufficient to support his convictions, and he was denied his right to counsel. Finding no merit in any of these claims, we affirm. 2. Background. An informant notified police that a named person was distributing methamphetamine from his apartment and possessed stolen property and firearms in his apartment. Another informant told police the informant had observed the named person use a digital scale while selling a small amount of methamphetamine to another person who had come to the named person's apartment. Police surveilled the apartment and saw the named person coming and going, as well as several other persons who would enter, stay for a few minutes, then leave. These people often brought personal property, such as power tools or a bicycle, into the apartment with them, but they did not leave with that property. A search warrant was sought and granted based on the information from the informants and observations made during police surveillance. While executing the search warrant, police knocked on the door, announced their presence, and attempted to open the door, but it was stuck as if someone was holding it closed. Someone on the other side of the door yelled, "They got a search warrant." When police finally forced the door open, Sales was standing immediately behind it. The only other person in the apartment was the target of the investigation, who was found exiting a bathroom in which water was circulating in the toilet as if something had been flushed, but was clogging the drain. Suspecting the target of the investigation had flushed evidence, police searched the drain pipe and secured a black sock stuffed with plastic bags containing a crystalline substance. In the apartment, they found new and used syringes, new and used glass pipes, and several digital scales, some of which were coated in residue. They found one such scale in a bag, along with Sales' identification. In Sales' pants pocket, police found a plastic bag with a few ounces of a white crystalline substance and a burned glass pipe with white residue. Field testing indicated 3. The substance in the sock, on the scales, in Sales' pocket, and on the used glass pipes was methamphetamine. Sales was arrested, read Miranda 1 warnings, and interviewed. Sales knew the target of the investigation and had been staying in his apartment for about a week. Sales described who supplied the methamphetamine, how it was made, how it was distinctive from other forms of methamphetamine, and the cost per pound for different varieties of methamphetamine. Sales was charged with second-degree drug trafficking, felony possession of a controlled substance, tampering with physical evidence in a felony prosecution, and 2 counts of unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, digital scale, and glass pipe. He waived counsel in the Associate Circuit Court. After the matter was bound over to the Circuit Court, Sales waived counsel in writing on a form containing the information required by FERV 600.0521 RSMO 2016, which the court accepted after inquiry in a Feretta 2 hearing. Sales reconfirmed this decision informally at subsequent motion hearings, and again in writing and orally during another Feretta inquiry 2 weeks prior to trial. He surmised on the record that he was more than qualified to represent himself because he had no problem with the rules of evidence and had represented himself at 5 prior jury trials. At trial, the state presented several exhibits and the testimony of 7 witnesses. Police officers testified to their knowledge, observations, and actions before and during the execution of the warrant, as well as the handling of evidence seized. 2 forensic chemists testified about receipt of evidence, laboratory procedures, and their ultimate conclusions that the substances found in the baggies in the sock and in Sales' pocket were methamphetamine. Sales Cross 1, Miranda v. Arizona, 384 U.S. 436, 1966, to Ferrette.